Hello, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Ruben. How about yourself?
Good. Is now an okay time?
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. You'll just see a few emails going back between me and Vicky. I just spoke to her. So okay. The docs are getting overnighted to me. Basically, what that means for you is we're trying to get you funded by Friday. It's really none of my business, but, I'm kind of a salesperson through and through, and a lot of the vendors that I work with, they want to get paid up front. You know, they get paid when they get paid. So we're doing 100% up front on this one. Also, it's actually a better deal for the customer, most importantly.
Okay.
We're financing just the equipment, and he's paying the taxes separately.
Okay. And so, as it sits right now, I don't know if it's the right amount. Basically, we kind of just figured out what we thought it was going to be, and he paid that already.
Correct.
So I guess I don't see any problem. I don't see any issue with it.
Yeah, no, I spoke to her. Basically, it makes it easier on our side if we finance. And before funding, I'll just need like a quick confirmation email from Vicky. But essentially, it makes it much easier on our side because if we go above, if the invoice reads above 250, that requires additional signatures. Whereas I gave the client some options and said, hey, here's my thoughts. He says, oh, let's just do it this way. So we're going to have you guys invoice them separately. And Vicky did this earlier for me. We're going to have invoice separately for tax and separately for the machine. That makes it a lot cleaner.
Gotcha. Okay. No, I think that sounds real good.
All right. So the doctor, by the way, the doctor signed over to me. The doctor's signed over to me. I don't have the originals yet. I just spoke to Linda in his office. They're getting probably overnighted today, so I should probably have them tomorrow and hopefully fund you Friday.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Yeah, it's a quick turn, but I think with that type of timeline, we'll be just fine.
Okay. Brian, and I kind of spoke about this at Vicky, but obviously there's some reason why, I work, it's not me about selling Cardiff. I would like to be a resource for you and your other customers. I don't want to be the pressure sales guy. I noticed at the end of the year, people are doing Section 179. Is there anything we can do to get more business from you?
Well, I think the transactions that we've done here have gone well. I can't deny the fact that I'm still, and nothing against you, just that whole thing that goes back to with Kevin Bice. I mean, it just, you can kind of, put it aside, but you don't forget, right? And so you're just waiting for that time to come again. And I would say, go ahead.
I guess here's what I would say. I've worked with well over 1,000 customers in my career here. I have customers that, I'll give you an example. There's a guy that I met at a trade show. So if you send me business, just your customer is always going to ask me if they can use the financing somewhere else. I'm sure you're aware of that, correct?
Sure, yeah, that happens.
And so what I do is I value a vendor relationship, and I work off bonus primarily, so I'm not sitting behind a desk making a lot of money to do this. And I tell the customer the truth. I say, hey, look, you got referred to me by a vendor. I would need their blessing to actually do the loan for you at a different supplier. Now, there's actually a guy I did a loan for in New York who was referred to me that same way. And I called the vendor and I said, hey, look, this guy, he doesn't want to buy through you for X, Y, and Z reasons. It was actually about the footprint of the machine. It didn't fit in the shop. And the vendor said, hey, Ruben, you're honest with me? Why would you lose money? Just do his deal anyways. Someone else will. I did that loan. Yep. It was a very tough loan. To be frank, I can't believe the loan got done. I did another loan for the gentleman. Always a nightmare. The guy wanted to come back to me for a third machine. I got him approved, and then he ignored my calls and probably shopped somewhere else. That doesn't mean that if he calls me again, I'm going to turn down his business. I think the world that I live in is helping vendors. It's all about value. I know you guys work with MFS, correct? I talked to Vicky about that briefly.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I think the big difference you'll see from me and MFS is not me saying anything bad about MFS, is that you'll probably once in a while get a deal decline, and if it doesn't work, give me a haul and give me an opportunity to help that customer. I don't know how their system works, by the way, but as an FYI, if you have a customer trying to move quickly, I'm sure you're familiar with Section 179, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
if you have a customer trying to move quickly, they don't want to provide tax returns, they don't want to do X, Y, and Z, I can get you an approval up to 150 grand in 2 hours. No tax returns.
Okay.
So, okay. And as Vicky also mentioned, she said that most leasing companies you guys work with, they require insurance before funding. We don't.
No.
We actually get 30 days for the customer to get us insurance. So what that means for you as a salesperson is, if you come to me and say, hey, Ruben, I got someone who's good to go, I can get an application out to them today. They can sign it today and send me 3 months of bank statements. I can get them approved in documents tomorrow, get fax documents, and fund you the next day without going through all this rigmarole.
Well, I mean, that sounds good. That sounds good. I mean, I'm working on one right now where it's a fusion, and I don't know what the heck MFS is doing, but it's just dragging here. And as you know, I mean, the longer it takes to get a deal done, the customer has opportunities to start to reconsider, and he gets fearful. And so, yeah, I don't know. And actually, that was kind of one of the things that I was kind of wondering is just that, I mean, are banks thinking that there's going to be some tightening in the economy, that it's taking longer to get deals done, but you know, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just I've had a bad run, but it does seem to that things are taking a little bit longer to get done.
Here's what I would tell you, and I'm just going to throw you on my headset. Give me 1 second here, okay? If you don't hear me for 10 seconds, don't hang up, okay?
Yep.
Give me 1 second.
Brian, you there?
Yep.
So I don't work for a traditional bank in that this is not Wells Fargo, because 90% of my customers, I don't think Piece of the Rock falls into that category, they're probably the other 10, but 90% of my customers couldn't qualify for a traditional bank loan. I think a lot of people in sales, they kind of get emotionally attached to their customers. I've actually met Brian personally, and he has a great business, but he's kind of the exception. These loans are these are dangerous customers. These customers are high risk. We fund people with bankruptcies all the time. Oh, it's just a bankruptcy. No, it's not just a bankruptcy. Here's my impression of what happens in our industry and kind of where we're different. When you talk about a deal with financials, people do what's called a spread of the financials. They take the tax returns, they plug them into the computer, and either they work or they don't work. And if they don't work, it's a lot of work. And a lot of people in this business, they don't show profit on their tax returns. They show losses. There's credit issues.
Sure.
They never borrow this amount. And so the way that I approach it is, the first thing I always ask a customer is, why are you getting this equipment? How does it help you save money for your business? How does it help you do this? How does it help you do that? X, Y, and Z. How do we do all these things? That and kind of justifying the payment in their mind. Regarding taking things too long, I think it's kind of a judgment. It's a personal judgment issue. In my line of business, I have to be very smart if I want to provide financials on a customer. Just because a customer provides the financials doesn't mean that they're going to help. I've been doing this 9.5 years. There's a deal my junior rep is working with. The guy has negative $300,000 on his tax returns. Why the hell would you ever send that to a lender?
Yeah, they're going to run.
Dig your own grave. I was like, dude, no, stop it. Here's the way to do it. And so you asked me, like, are things taking longer? I think over the last few years, there's been this huge, huge kind of growth in the economy that's not growing as fast. And so this rapid growth really isn't there anymore. And so I think that many of these loans that are viewed as A prime will default. And that's probably an issue people are dealing with. But I think it's my industry is 90-10. 90% of the work gets done by 10% of the people. A lot of the people in my industry have left it because it used to be that you could be – experience now counts is, I guess, the way I'd say it. It used to be pick up the phone, have someone call you, and just give them a loan, and that doesn't work anymore. It's kind of going back to what it was in 2010-11. That's my impression. Okay. But Yeah, for your line of business, I have programs that 9 out of 10 are most of the pieces of equipment you sell under $150 or more than $150?
Oh gosh, how did it look back? I don't know. It's kind of like that divide right there, you know, where we sell a lot of stuff that's, you know, around the 70 mark, and then after that, then it kind of goes to the 250 mark.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess I'd say is a deal's over $1.50, you know, you're always going to need financials for most of my programs. Yeah. And even for some of my programs, about over 100. That doesn't mean to say I actually do a lot of deals that are around 200, 250 that can't qualify traditional leasing companies due to financials. So I can get deals done that other people can't. But no, I think, I mean, for example, the deal you're working on right now, how big is that deal?
That one's 275.
I guess the question I'd ask you is, and I don't know what kind of correspondence, and I've met, I think, a gentleman from MFS, nothing bad to say about them, but do they kind of fill you in on what's going on with the deal, or no?
Well, this one, I mean, I don't know, it definitely had been better, and it seems like it's, you know, I don't know, maybe they're just really busy too, and so that's faded a little bit. Hey, Ruben, can we carry this on a little bit later? Running, actually, I just looked at the watch, and I'm late for an appointment that I got to get into. I'm out in California right now, but...
Oh, you're in California. I didn't know that. Yeah. What part?
Yeah. I'm in Fairfield at the moment.
Okay, I know where that is, 707. Have a good one, and we'll talk later, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Bye-bye.